Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at four sight words, but before we do, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly and write your name, and I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil away for now. We are going to color. If you look at your paper, you'll see four big fat sight words going down the page. The first one at the top says B-Y. That spells by. B-Y, by. We're going to work on the word by first. And then if you look across, you'll see a group of words. Stay in that section. Don't move down. Wait until I tell you to move down. Otherwise, you might get a bit confused. So let's stay in the by section. All right. So B-Y spells by. Let's color the letter B. Red. I just picked up my red violet crayon, so any kind of red will do. Doesn't have to be a perfect red. And color the letter B. By begins with the letter B. Now, this word by is not the by where I say goodbye, goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow, goodbye. It's not that kind. It's the by that means who do you sit by? Or the store is by the toy store. Or my car is by the curb. It's that kind of by. It's not the goodbye. It's not that. It's also not finding something that you want to buy with money. That's a different kind of buy. All right, put down that red crayon. Let's color the Y pink. Can you find your pink crayon? Let's color the letter Y pink. So the word by has a lot of meanings, but the word that says BY, the one we're working on, all it means is, hey, who do you sit by? Or my classroom is by the library. Or the bird is by the nest. That's this kind of by that we are working on. It's a short word. How many words are there? Yep, just two. That's it. One, two. By. BY, by. So boys and girls, hold on to your pink crayon and let's practice spelling and saying this word in our whiny voice. Our whiny voice. B-Y, bye. Whine about it. Why don't you? Ready? Do it with me. B-Y, bye. Okay, move over to the group of words. Let's circle the word bye in our pink crayon whenever we find it. Okay, here we go. If you find the word by, B-Y, by, circle it with your pink crayon. You should find it there six times. I know, it's a lot. Golly, it's so much. One, two, three, four, five, six. I found it six times. Did you? Yeah, all right. So our first word is B-Y, by. Not the by that you buy things with money, and not goodbye. It's the by as in, who do you sit by? Or the bird is by the nest. The dog is by the dog bowl. The food bowl. You know, the dog food bowl. All right, let's move on. The next sight word, if you move down, you'll see H-A-S. Has. H-A-S. Has. Let's color the letter H purple. Can you find a purple crayon? So has begins with the letter H. Now, a lot of times you can't sound out sight words. You got to know them automatically because they're hard to sound out. But the word has, you can hear all the sounds. As. Take two more seconds for your purple H. Two. One. Let's find a green crayon for the letter A. Let's color the letter A green. So H-A-S, has. She has a dog. Her dog is Murphy. Murphy has a collar. The word is has. Mrs. Oldham has a dog. Her dog's name is Murphy. Murphy has big ears that stick up. It's true. All right, put down your green crayon in two, one, and let's find a blue crayon for the letter S. Blue crayon for the letter S. has. How many letters are in the word has? Count them. One, two, three. Yep, has three sounds. Has. Three sounds, three letters. Has. Has. All right, hold on to your blue crayon. Let's practice spelling and saying the word has in our robot voice. Here I go. H-A-S, has, spells has. H-A-S spells has. Will you do it with me, robot boys and girls? H-A-S has. All right, let's circle the word has every time we find it in that group of words. You should find it 5 times. Circle the word has with your blue crayon. If you make a mistake, it's okay. You can just cross it off. Just cross it off. You should find it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How did you do? Terrific. All right, so our first word, B-Y, by. Our second word, H-A-S, has. Let's move down to the third word, O-P-E-N, open, open. Let's color the letter O yellow. Find your yellow crayon. Color the letter O yellow. Open begins with the letter O. You can hear it say its name. Open. Yep. Open. All right. We have a yellow O. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Great job. Can you find your orange crayon for the letter P? Orange crayon for the letter P. Open. Open. Can you please open the door for me? Can you please open my juice box? The straw wrapper always gets stuck. That's the hardest part for me. Can you open it for me? All right. 2 more seconds for a orange P. 2, 1. Good. Can you find a purple crayon for the letter E? Find a purple crayon for the letter E. Open. How many letters do you see in the word open? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Interesting, boys and girls. Our first word, by, had 2 letters. Then has, our second word, has 3 letters. And now we're working on a word with 4 letters. It's kind of like a pattern. 2, 3, 4. All right, put down that purple crayon. Let's color the letter N red. Any kind of red crayon will do. Does not have to be your perfect red. So open has 4 letters. And I can use it in a sentence such as, will you please open the door for me? Can you open this drawer for me? I can open my presents. Okay, hold on to your red crayon. Let's practice spelling and saying the word open in our spooky voices. O-P-E-N, open. Will you do it with me? O-P-E-N, open. All right, use your red crayon to circle the word open every time you find it in that group of words. You should find it 5 times. See if you can find it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you find it 5 times? Outstanding. All right, let's review. Our first word, B-Y, by. Second word, H-A-S, has. Third word, O-P-E-N, open. And now we're on our last word, W-E-R-E, were. W-E-R-E, were. Let's color the letter W blue. Can you find a blue crayon for the letter W? Were begins with the letter W. W-W-were. W-W-were. In a sentence, it would be something like this. They were going to go, but then they couldn't. Were. Sometimes people think this word says where, but it doesn't. It's the word were. 2 more seconds for that blue W. 2, 1. Can you find your pink crayon again? Where's that pink crayon? Color the letter E pink. Color the letter P. E, I said P for pink. Color the letter E pink. Were. How many letters do you see in the word were? I do too. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 letters in the word were. He and I were going to go, but then we couldn't. They were at the movies and then they left. All right, put down that pink crayon. Can you find, let's see, how about green for the letter R? Can you color the letter R green? Were. 4 letters, just like in the word open. It's a 4-letter sight word. Were. Were. Take that R and make it green. All right. Put down your green crayon. Look, we're back to the letter E. What color did we color the first one? Pink. So let's color the E at the end pink also. So our E's match because the word were has 2 E's in it. So let's make them match. Were. The dogs were outside and then we brought them in. But they were outside. Were. Were. All right, hold on to that pink crayon of yours, and let's practice saying and spelling this word in our cowboy voice. I'll go first. W-E-R-E spells were. That's right. The horses were in the barn. Will you help me? Help me. W-E-R-E, were. They were in the barn. The pigs were in the pigsty. Let's circle the word were with our pink crayon every time we find it. We should find it 5 times. The word were, W-E-R-E, were. You make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. You should find it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I did you? Boy, howdy, that's awesome. All right, boys and girls, let's go back up to the top. Let's practice reading these words. We'll go down. You be my echo. By, has, open, were. One more time, but this time you do it with me. By, has, open, were. Can you find your pencil? We are going to work on these words inside of sentences. Number one, the bird is... the tree. The bird is by. Will you trace the letters in by? B, Y, by. And scoot over. Let's write it on the line. We want whiny. B, Y, by. Number two. The store is now. The store is open now. Let's trace the letters in open. O, P, E, N, open. And then scoot over. Let's write it on the line. We were spooky. O, P, E, N, open. The store is open now. Number three. He, the book. He has the book. Trace the letters in has. H, A, S, has. And write it on the line. We were a robot. H, A, S, has. I am a robot. He has the book. Number four. They, so funny. They were so funny. Let's trace the letters in the word were. W, E, R, E, were. And we spelled it and said it like a cowboy. Let's write it on the line. W, E, R, E. They were so funny. All right, boys and girls, go back up to the top where we colored our sight words. Let's read them going down the page in our spooky spookiest voices. Ready? By has open were. All right, start on were and let's go up the page. And this time let's do it in our whiny voices. Were open has by. Boys and girls, we learned four new sight words today, or you practiced four new sight words today if you already knew them. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.